Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome everybody to Chalk Talk. I am your host, Kim Davis, and super excited that you are joining me for today's show. There we go. Moved the show temporarily back to my regular page on Facebook because I feel like I lost some of you when I was trying to do it on my Facebook Kim Y. Davis page. And so I just wanted me to, I'd like to hear from you and know, do you get the same notifications? Can you find me just as easily on the Kim Y. Davis page? And the reason for moving it there was simply because we have more space. We have the ability to have more people. So, hey, welcome Daryl and Davis. Hi there. Hello, Rita, Lacey in Atlanta, Daryl in Indianapolis, and Alvin Wright watching from Chi-Town. Okay, what's up, Alvin Wright? What's up, everybody? Welcome. TSU head football coach Michael Haywood is going to join us this morning, and we're going to talk about TSU football. And there is so much to talk about. But before we get started, a few little housekeeping things I want to tell you guys. So starting next week, I'm going to do something on Mondays called Ask Me Anything. And I'm trying to decide on the time, whether I make it 9 or 10, between 9, 9:30, and 10. Right? So for 30 minutes, I'm going to start with 30 minutes. If I get the participation, I can go longer. But for 30 minutes, you can ask me anything. So whether that's about sports, whether it's about media and communications, on Mondays, I'm going to be live and take in and take your questions live on Facebook for 30 minutes starting next Monday, coinciding with the start of football season. But it can be anything. And I'll make that commitment to be there unless, of course, some kind of work project takes me away. But I'm thinking 9 or 9:30. So what do you guys think about that on Mondays? Would you be interested in an Ask Me Anything conversation, whether it's about what happened over the weekend of sports, whether you have questions about your media or communication concerns? I'll be available to take your questions. So that's one thing. The other thing is, for the next 2 weeks, Chalk Talk is going to be on Wednesday. I'll send you notifications. I'll remind you only because I have speaking engagement on the next two Thursdays. So a girl's got to work, right? This is what I love, being here with you guys, but I also have to do other things so that I can be here with you guys. So the next 2 weeks, which is a rare change, Chalk Talk will be on Wednesday at the same time, and we will then go back to our regular Thursday show after that. So that way we'll be able to spend time together on Mondays, because we'll have Ask Me Anything, and also on Thursdays for the show. But the next 2 weeks is on Wednesday. So, all right, what's on your mind this week? There is a lot on my mind. Since we have relaxed together last Thursday, oh my goodness. Tonight is the official start of the NFL season, right? Who's excited about that? I know some people are are protesting. I get that. But tonight, if no other night, right? You want to definitely, if you're a person that's been boycotting or protesting, tune in tonight, because in the NFL game tonight, Nike is going to be airing some of those Colin Kaepernick commercials. The NFL didn't have a choice, because they have this relationship with Nike. Nike has come out about their making Colin the face of this 30th anniversary campaign of the Just Do It slogan. And so while I think it's cool that we say, hey, yay, good for Nike, I still want us to remember that we should celebrate Colin Kaepernick more than Nike. Because where was Nike 2 years ago? I'm not hating on Nike. Good for Nike for being able to be smart business people, which is why their brand is so big. Phil Knight is a bit of a maverick. So he is, and Phil Knight is the head of Nike. He is he's not scared, all right? He is not afraid of the National Football League. And so this is going to be interesting that tonight, we will see Colin Kaepernick on a commercial during an NFL football game. So if you've been boycotting, I think tonight is a good night just to send a message to the NFL that, hey, you know what? we can watch. You missed us. We're back, and maybe it's because we have this Colin Kaepernick commercial playing. I'm not sure. Kenneth says, will TSU ever send another player to the NFL? That's a great question. And when Coach Haywood is going to join us in about another 5 or 10 minutes, joins us, we'll ask him about that. You know, Mike Haywood has coached all over the country at some of the bigger, at biggest programs in the country, at LSU, at University of Texas, at Notre Dame, where his alma mater, and he's worked for people like Nick Saban and Mack Brown. And so he has been in some programs. He was at the University of Texas when right before they won a national championship. He's been around a lot of players that are in the National Football League. So that's a great question. And when he joins us, I will ask him that. Let me know if other things that are on your mind. So we're going to talk some TSU football and SWAC, and we're going to talk about, you know, can SWAC schools compete to get some of the top players that they used to get just because of the lure of the National Football League and these nationally televised broadcasts? How tough is it to go out and get players to come to a Texas Southern University? Those are questions I have. Maybe there's some questions that you have. So we're going to talk to Coach Haywood about that. Also, the NFL season starts tonight. This is the official opening of the 2018-2019 season. The Texans will play at the Patriots on Sunday. Deshaun Watson back in, going back to New England to take on Brady and Belichick and that Patriots team. Remember last year, it came down to a couple plays, right? The Texans would definitely end that game. I think that there were some coaching decisions offensively last year that hurt them. But here's the deal. People keep asking me, I was at an event last night, Kim, how good will the Texans be this year? And my answer is this, it depends on how healthy they are, okay? I know that sounds like, well, of course it depends on that. No, it really, really does. You know, when you look at them up and down the roster, they've got some really good pieces. Deshaun Watson, I'm a fan of him. Deshaun Watson on and off the field. I mean, I can cover him objectively. I just like his work ethic, his attitude, his spirit, his energy, who he is, who he seems to be as a person. I've not spent personal time around Deshaun. I cover him in practice and camp, and so I'm not going to pretend I have some great relationship with Deshaun Watson. But from what I've seen up close, maybe a little closer than some, what's not to like about this young man? I've got to stop calling him a kid, but what's not to like about him? So if he can stay healthy, and I'm hopefully the two knee injuries he had, one in college and one in his rookie season, that is behind him. I think this team has a lot of upside. You know, I'm still curious to see how this offensive line comes together. There's still a lot of uncertainty there for me. So I'll be waiting to see that. And, you know, on the defense, this defense could be really good. You got Whitney Merciless back. You got J.J. Watt back looking great. Of course, you got Jadeveon Clowney, and this is in no particular order. So I think the Texans' upside is pretty good. I know there are people who would say, oh, you're just a homer. You know, these guys are mediocre. If this team is healthy, and that's a huge if you got a healthy J.J. Watt, and he may not be the J.J. Watt he was 3 years ago when he was Defensive Player of the Year, but if you give me 80% of that guy, I mean, 100% of him is great, but 80% of that guy, this team's pretty good. Whitney Merciless has really come into his own. They lost him early last season. And, of course, Jadeveon Clowney continues to remind us why he was selected as the top pick in the draft when the Texans chose him. So Lacey says, I will fall off the boycott wagon tonight for Nike and Cap. I'm with you on that, Lacey. It's exciting. It's exciting times. And I just think we have to be, you know, support what we should. But I'm not going to tell anybody what they should think. But I will tell you this, because it's my voter education moment. Make sure you get registered to vote. Okay, everybody? We have an election coming up in November. And whatever part of the country you're in, Lacey's in Atlanta, you know, trying to do some things this is why, block user. Sometimes the people on Periscope, they just act out, y'all. I don't understand. But I thank you. I guess that was some kind of a compliment, but we're not going to do that. Block. All right, back to all of my people that have some sanity and want to talk about some stuff that matters. So, yes, make sure you get registered to vote. I say just get registered by the end of September. You know, you have to be registered 30 days before early voting starts, right? So it's either October 6th or 8th, but the way that you can really be sure, go out and get registered now. Get registered before the end of September. And if you are already registered, you know what I say, go out and get somebody else registered. If you have not been paying attention, I don't care whether you live in a red, blue, purple, or green state, your vote matters. And so I need you to get out and get registered and vote. Look at what's happening with the Supreme Court, with federal courts around the country, that the faces of the court of this nation are changing. Pay attention, everybody, and don't get complacent. Don't sit back and say your vote doesn't matter because of where you live. You better pay attention, okay? This is too crucial. We have too much on the line. Daryl and my cousin Darvin Nkidzi is on the Redskins practice squad. All right, he is a rookie who attended TSU. Well, there's something for you. Practice squad for the Redskins, he's number 84. He must be a receiver with that number, Daryl, is that right? So there's something, Kenneth. There is somebody who talked about Mike is trying to join us. It says he's waiting to go live. Okay, let's see here. And you guys obviously see me because you're here. So I'm going to – let me just send him this link again. We talked about TSU football. I would rather make sure it's him. And let him answer some questions about what's happening. But that's a rookie, and good for him. Darylin says, yes, he is a receiver, number 84. That's always kind of a giveaway. Redskins practice squad, he attended TSU. How about that? So there are some TSU Tigers getting opportunities. That's one I was not aware of that. Thank you for sharing that. Darvin Nkidzi, I'll be sure to ask Coach Haywood about him when he joins me in just a few moments. So we're going to talk about TSU football. The TSU opened the season with a win last week. It was rainy. They had rain delays because of lightning. But a win's a win, and they're off to a great start. So I'm going to bring in Coach Mike Haywood. A couple of you had questions about TSU football, and Darylin mentioned Darvin Nkidzi. I'm going to let Coach Haywood tell us about Darvin Nkidzi because he will know far better than me. Good morning, Coach Haywood. Thank you for joining us. I'm good. Welcome, welcome. So I have to tell you, we have people who are already on, and I've gotten a couple questions already about TSU football. But before I get to those questions, congratulations on opening the season with a win. I know it's tough when you have the rain delays and keeping your guys focused, but it was good to get that first win of the season under your belt, I'm sure. So tell us a little bit about this team this year. What excites you about this group of young men you have? You're now in your third season at TSU as the head football coach. What excites you most about the young men you're working with this year? So, Coach, one of the early people who tuned in asked me, when will TSU ever send another football player to the NFL? And then I had another viewer who tuned in, Darylin Davis, said her cousin Darvin Nkidzi is on the practice squad with the Redskins. Coach, Coach, let me ask you a question. You know, you have coached at universities at some of the biggest programs in the country with some of the biggest coaches, Nick Saban, Mac Davis, you name them, all around the country. And you've coached at some storied football programs, and now you're there leading Texas Southern University. How difficult is it to, I don't want to say compete with those institutions, but to really get some of the top-notch players in this era of big TV contracts and everybody wants to go to the NFL? How do you navigate? How have you been navigating that? Okay. Well, and you and I both know, and most people that follow the game closely, that game is one of the trenches. And so the offensive line is super important. People keep asking me, well, what kind of quarterback do you have? How good is the quarterback going to be? And you say the key is really before that. It's with that offensive line up front. So you mentioned the talent that you're playing. This weekend you go up the road to San Marcos and you're playing Texas State. How good, Coach, can this TSU football team be this year? And have you seen a lot of growth and maturity in some of the things you've been trying to see as you've been planning with these young men the last couple of seasons? Well, Coach Haywood, continued success. We are, those of us who know you personally and Texas Southern University, hoping that this is a great season of football for the TSU Tigers, and I look forward to catching up with you soon. I know it's busy. You're 2 days from a game, so I won't keep you long, but as always, I appreciate you joining me. All right. Thanks a lot. All right, everybody. That was head coach Mike Haywood, and we appreciate you joining us. He has every season that he has been at TSU, and even when he was other places. So for those of you on Periscope, my bad, I didn't have you plugged in so you could hear the coach. So you'll have to go back into the audio with him on Blog Talk or on Facebook. So my apologies for that. And I see some of the Tiger alum on Facebook saying, "Go Tigers." And you know what? What I say is go out and support your team. Maybe you don't go to San Marcos this weekend, but they play in a great stadium right east of downtown Houston. And so one of the best things you can do for those young men that that we're hoping will stay home and go to more of our HBCUs is to go out and give them some support in the crowd. Opening night, last Saturday night, the weather was bad. I don't think the game ended till almost midnight because of all of the rain delays, because of the lightning. But, you know, there were people who were there on that game during that game. So I say to you, keep up the great work in terms of supporting the young men. And Leslie says, HBCU love. That's the way you show your love, by supporting them, by showing up. Because when they're talking about going to schools like Texas A&M, my alma mater, or University of Texas, or you name schools where they've got 80, 90, 70, even 50,000, you know, 30,000 students, people watching them, then, you know, the least you can do is go into that BBV Compass Stadium and show them the support and love locally. All right, so TSU football, they're 1-0. It's a great start. They go to Texas State this weekend, and as you heard Coach Haywood say, the point spread is 28.5. He has been in that position before, and he's hoping for a similar outcome. So Leslie says, my money goes to PVAM, another great HBCU. So, okay, so you get to be blocked on Twitter. Periscope. So let me just say this. I don't know what it is about some of you guys on Periscope. When I go back to doing the Periscope broadcast, you can't just say anything foolish and nasty and vile. You will be blocked forever. So the last person, you get to be blocked, and then you keep coming on with other names. Anyway, we're not going to spend time on that, but it is so good to be here with you guys. And if you're just joining me, make sure that you share the video. There's a little button down below this broadcast, and you can hit share so that we can continue to grow the audience. I've moved the show back this week to my regular Facebook page to see if that helps with the organic reach of the show. I've seen already some of you that I haven't seen over the past several weeks, so I'm trying to figure out how to move the show to the other Facebook page, keep you guys so that I can continue to grow it. So hello, Susan, Ned. Good morning. Good morning. So let me know how I can get you to the other page, or if this page is easier. So you can inbox me or you can post it here. Just trying to figure that out because I miss some of you guys and seeing you all the time. The football team is looking good this year. They opened the win on the road. Outside of the swag, showed it a little, you know, got the swag some national love. So listen, PV is right up the road. I'm an Aggie. I used to have to go through PV to go to school when I traveled to Texas A&M, and it is a great institution in our state. It's an HBCU that got a dynamic new president, and so we support a PV as well as Texas Southern University. So absolutely. PV, and we'll see what happens when we get to that Thanksgiving weekend and there's the TSU game at PV. So at any rate, we're going to move on. If you have other questions about TSU or college football, you're welcome to post it here. But I want to talk a little bit about the National Football League. All right. So I know some of you are boycotting, but if you hadn't heard, Nike has made Colin Kaepernick the face of this Just Do It 30th anniversary campaign. I say that's great, right? It's a smart business move by Nike. And can I say this? For those of you who have Nike apparel or attire that you're like going to burn, don't do that. inboxing. You know, Nike is a shoe that I can wear because of my ankle. So depending on what you have, I might be able to help you out. And I, you know, if you've got some other Nike, I'm a 9, maybe a 10, and tennis shoe and a workout shoe, just so I have a little more room. Don't burn them. Give them to somebody, because you've already paid for it. And guess what? Nike already has your money. At any rate, Colin Kaepernick will be featured in commercials tonight during the NFL football game. I know somebody on Park Avenue is going, how in the heck did we get here? You know, we have kept this man out of the National Football League successfully. Now he's become a martyr somewhat. And now he's going to be on our games in a commercial talking about sacrificing and just doing it. Anyway, I think it's incredible. And so I've heard some of you say Lacey from Atlanta says she's going to kind of set aside her boycott for tonight for Nike and for Kaepernick and tune into that game. So for those of you not boycotting, because many of us are not, you know, it's what I do. So I clearly am not boycotting. Many of you have asked me, Kim, how good will the Houston Texans be this year? How healthy will they be is the first question. And if they are healthy, I think they can be pretty good. I think it's great that they're starting the season at New England, taking on the Patriots. Remember last year, they had a good shot up there. They had some not so great play calling by head coach O'Brien in that game. Clock management has not been his friend, but perhaps this year will be different. There is a wiser Deshaun Watson, a more mature Deshaun Watson. We were excited about what we saw from Deshaun Watson last year, but he is in his second season. And let me tell you, this young man has incredible work ethic, right? He has incredible work ethic. He worked really hard to rehab his knee. He has been at all the off-season workouts since they've started. He studies. He's smart. And so I think we're going to see him be a better player than he even was last year. And this is only his second season. It is exciting to see what he might be able to do. The offensive line, you heard Coach Haywood talk about the offensive line and how the game is won in the trenches. You followed me. You've heard me say that. The same is true in the National Football League. So I don't know how good this Texans offensive line is yet. We're going to get a glimpse of it on Sunday, because we're going to see, you know, ones against ones. This is it. You're going to see starters against starters, first teamers against first teamers, and I think that's important. But the offensive line has a lot of new pieces, and it takes a minute to gel as a unit. So hopefully the offensive line, the good thing is that they are protecting a guy that can help them out. Deshaun Watson can get rid of the ball. He can create some space, you know, back in the pocket. And I just think he helps them grow into who they need to be. But that's going to be a key. The other thing is defensively, this can be a really good defense, right? You've got Jadeveon Clowney. You've got Whitney Merciless. You've got, you know, J.J. Watt back looking really healthy. Can he stay healthy? That's a great question. We will find out. So there are a lot of parts to this Texan team that could be exciting. So, you know, as we wind down the baseball season and are hopeful about what these Houston Astros to do, you know, I'm switching off the Texans for a minute, and I jumped over. Not that you guys can't keep up, but you know, we're going to see that is if you're in Houston, you are probably still riding high on the Houston Astros World Series championship last year. And the fact that they are right back in the hunt this year, they've got Alex Bregman, who is playing like a real MVP candidate. I don't think he can win it this year. I think it would take, you know, it takes like that second year, but he is, you know, he's hitting last night again, you know, he's showing up big at the plate. He's always been good defensively. And this Astros team is good. They've got, you know, they've got good pitchers and as they stay healthy. And listen, for those of you who say Carlos Correa is not any good, stop it. Just stop it. He is not overrated. He is not overrated. And I think he's got a bright, bright future. You just got to stay with him when they kind of go through these, you know, peaks and valleys. He's been in a valley. He struggled a little bit this year, but I think he's a real deal. So I am not worried about him. And, of course, we know the rest of the team. We know Altuve and Springer and Gonzalez. I mean, there's just a lot of, there's a lot to be excited about this Astros team. And I'm going to say we have to wait and see about Roberto Osuna. Some of you have asked me about him. You know, he was arrested for domestic violence. He has continued to maintain his innocence. He did serve a 75-game suspension. Because of that arrest, it has said, I believe it was last week, he did an interview and he said, you know, I'm looking forward to being able to talk about, get all the facts out on the table because people have prejudged me. And I think that's fair. You know, when I hear a 75-game suspension, you automatically say, well, he must have done something wrong, but how quick are we to judge? So he has continued to maintain that he is innocent. We will see. So that's something that he had a hearing yesterday that was adjourned for another 2 weeks. I think they're probably going to keep trying to delay it and delay it until the season's over. I don't know. But we will, you know, when he can talk and tells us all that he can, I'll be sure and share that with you. So that's my Astros update. The Astros won 2 out of 3 against, well, they more than that, against Minnesota. And now they head and they're on the road. They'll be back next week, at the end of next week, as we get try to wind down the regular season. They are still holding on to the top spot in the AL West. So go Astros, all right? I can say that because I'm a Houstonian, all right? Now, let's talk a little bit about tennis before we get out of here. The U.S. Open is underway, and Serena Williams is in the semifinals. Madison Keys is in another semifinal. And, you know, will this be the second straight year of an All-American final? Right, so Serena has to win, Madison has to win, and then there will be an American woman winning the U.S. Open. But they both got to get past the semis. Let me just say this: that Serena Williams is nothing short of amazing. I mean, that's not a new revelation to me, but she continues to be amazing. Right, she continues to be amazing. Darylin says, I'm an Under Armour family now for 4 years, but I'm keeping my Nike. There you go, Darylin. And my sister, who's just a little bit biased. Oh, thank you, my sister. Yeah, I mean, come on, she's family. She's kind of got to say that, but thank you very much. Serena Williams is nothing short of amazing. She has been dominating in the sport of tennis for a couple of decades now. She has overcome some serious injury. She had this time last year, she was having a baby. Like, her daughter just turned a year. So, and she is dominant. She is competing at the highest level. And she could win another Grand Slam this week. She could, in 2 days, we could be talking about Serena Williams winning another Grand Slam tournament, being the U.S. Open champion. So, you know, what she does, how she plays, how she has carried herself, she has not only been a great champion on the court, but she's been a great champion off the court. So she is also a part of the Nike's family, right? She's also, oh yeah, and Naomi Osaka is a Japanese Haitian. I enjoyed watching Osaka play. Japanese Haitian up and coming, absolutely. So, you know, there's some exciting tennis to watch. There's some exciting tennis to watch. Yeah, Daryl, I remember your tennis days. We do go way back. For those of you who don't know, I grew up playing tennis, which is why it's probably one of my favorite sports. And I blew out my ankle when I was in college at Texas A&M. So that was the end of my playing any kind of competitive tennis. But I've always maintained a love for the sport. So, yes, Daryl, that was back in the day. I do remember those days. Wish I could get on the court, but I just can't run. So that'd be tough. Anyway, listen, I want to give you guys a couple of programming notes to remind you. I'll make sure I post updates about it, but next week we'll be on Wednesday, the next 2 weeks, because I have speaking engagements on Thursday. I just shared that with you. It's not like I'm kicking you to the curb, but we're going to have, for the next 2 weeks, we're going to move the show to Wednesday because I want to be with you, but I've got speaking engagements on the next 2 Thursdays, which is a great thing, right? Great thing. Thank you, Lacey. And Lacey will have to join us one day because, okay, Lacey has been a longtime friend. Lacey is also a tennis player and a tennis fan, but she's also a producer of documentaries, her and my other dear friend, Deborah Riley Draper. But Lacey, I'm going to the next step, is can I call you a designer? I mean, because you're not just a seamstress, but Lacey has always had this knack for fashion and this ability to create stuff. And I've just seen you doing some things. You can follow her on Twitter or Instagram as Paper Dolls. So when Lacey says, I love your outfit, I feel like I'm doing something right because Lacey would know. Thank you very much, Lacey. And so listen, the next 2 weeks, Wednesday, we'll be here on Wednesday. Also, I'm going to start launching Ask Me Anything on Mondays. And I'm trying to decide what time. Should I do it at 9:30, 9 o'clock? I'll be here for 30 minutes or maybe an hour, depending on how much engagement I get. Well, you can ask me anything. If you have questions about the weekend of sport, if you have questions about your communication concerns or media questions, I will take your questions and live on Facebook. Ask me anything, 30 minutes. I'm going to start that next week. So if you're interested, inbox me and let me know. Let me know what time you think, right? Do I do it at 9 o'clock or 10 o'clock? Monday morning or 9:30, I'd love to get some feedback and know what you think. I answer to anything. All right, so be sure to follow one another. And, hey, thank you guys for being here today. I am going to start making these shows shorter only because I want people to be able to tune in, be live and engaged, and not feel like they have to stay for a whole hour because they're going to miss something. So we're at 36 minutes. I'm going to be done by 11:40. My goal is to get it down to 30 minutes. And then what I might even end up doing is adding another show during the week. But since we're going to have the Ask Me Anything on Mondays, there's access there. We'll still try to bring you interviews every week. Next Wednesday, I have a friend from New York, Jamal, who's going to join us. He does CBS Local Sports in New York. He also has a podcast that he does. And he has agreed to join me next Wednesday. And then the following Wednesday, we'll probably have maybe Jared from USA Today. But I'm getting ahead of myself. Let's just worry about next week. Next week, Wednesday at 11 a.m., I will send out notices and updates. And make sure you share the video with your friends and family. Also, I've asked you guys over the past to join my newsletter. While my website got hacked and I got all of these like fake people, they're real people, but somehow they were dumped into my newsletter system. So I've got to clean out my database is what I'm saying. If you would like to receive my emails that will have updates about the show and other things happening with the Katie Company and Chalk Talk, make sure that you inbox me or email me, Kim at Kim Y Davis, and say, please add me to your email list, because I don't want to spam people, but I've got to clean out that database, and I've got a lot of people that I don't want to spam. So I don't want to delete you, but instead of going to set up on my website, because we're still getting that fixed, email me, Kim at Kim Y Davis, or send me an inbox here on Facebook or a DM me over on Twitter and let me know that you would like to be a part of my database so I can keep you in the loop. All right, that is it for today. Thank you guys so much for being here. It was super fun hanging out with you. Thanks for the people over on Periscope. I apologize that you missed Mike Haywood's interview. I will find a way to get the audio and maybe post it on Twitter so that you can hear it. Thank you for letting me know that you weren't able to hear it. I totally forgot about that little technical difficulty. Make sure you follow me on Twitter at Kim Y Davis. Make sure you follow me on Instagram, kim.y.davis. And also make sure you're following me here on Facebook. Have a great, great week. Follow me over the next few days. Over the weekend, I'll keep you updated on what's happening with all the sports action and anything else we should know about, right? Like this whole Supreme Court nominee hearing. Don't get me started. We are out of time today. Thanks for being here. I'll see you next week on Chalk Talk. Make it a great week, everybody. Thank you.